Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're holding the last word on Samach Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara says Gufa. Now to the top of Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. Omer Rab Ami, Zibeach V'Kiter V'Nisech V'Helem Echad En Echayiv Ela Achad. We had already a shal about this yesterday. We had a whole discussion. If you remember, Rab Zakkai brought a brisa. We had Rab Yoichanan. Now we have Rab Ami. Rab Ami, of course, is an Amoira. And Rab Ami says lahalocha like the brisa that Rab Zakkai brought yesterday, that if a person was zibeach, he brought a korban. Zibeach means to shecht. The kiter, and he was makter, the chaylev. The nisach, and he did libations. All of this he did behelem echad. Halacha means without realizing that what he's doing is against the law, because he's being oyved avoid zara. He did all of these three together in one helam. After he's finished, someone told him, "Hey, mister, you're being oyved avoid zara." There's no question that he has to bring a korban chatas. The question is how many korbanos chatas. The Rambam says in a chayv la'achas, the zibeach, kiter, nisach, it's all one. You only have to bring one korban chatas. Omer Abayi, my time, the Rambam, why? Omer Krok, because it says, Loi Sovdeim. It says in the Pasuk, Loi Sishtach, Velehem, Loi Sovdeim. Loi Sovdeim is a generic, don't serve the idols, don't serve the Avodah Zarah. Sakos Vason, Kulam Avodah Achas. The Torah merges any type of Avodah that you do for an Avodah Zarah. It's all part and parcel of one big Avera. You're over one big Avera in three different ways, but it's all one. You only bring one Karban Chattis altogether. Is that what Abaye said? Remember, this was Omer Abaye, my time at the Rabami. Abaye holds you only bring one carbon. I have three psukim telling you that you're not allowed to bow down to an avodah zarah. With the three psukim, Rashi quotes them here on the right-hand side, third, fourth line of the narrow line. Number one, lishtach v'lehem. That you had in Aseres HaDibrot. You have a separate pasuk loisishtach veleel acher, and then you have a third pasuk loisishtach veleloyehem. So you have three separate loisishtachvos. There's another ishtachva in Parshas Veschanan, which is a second dibrot. Says Rashi, that's not considered to be a number four because the Aseres HaDibrot and Aseres HaShniyos, the Rishonis and Shniyos is Haina Hachas, all one and the same. So therefore, it's only counted once. Anyway, but Lamaisa have three psukim v'shtachavo. Why do you need three? Achas l'kedarka. One, if the derech of serving the avodah zarah is through bowing, one isur. Achas l'kedarka. The derech of this avodah zarah is, for instance, by throwing stones, or for that matter, bringing karbonos, but not bowing. So that is also asur, even though it's like darka, because it's bederach kavod. It shows reverence and respect for the avodah zarah. The achas lechalik, and the third one to tell you that I'm machalik between the various types of avodah. What means lechalik? Like we learned yesterday, that if a person does zibeach, kiter, v'nisach, v'helem echad, he's chayiv three. He's not chayiv one, because lechalik means to go and make separate Averois, and therefore separate chatois, if a person did them all, behelem echad. And therefore, Abaye is soser himself. Here Abaye seems to be agreeing to Rab Ami that it's only chayv achas. And here Abaye says that the third pasuk is lechalik to tell you multiple chatois. All Abaye was saying on top is, what's the mocker of Reb Ami's halacha? Reb Ami, with whom I respectfully disagree. Reb Ami learns, Leisavdeim, Torah was koilel all of the avoidas into one term. He merged them all into one to tell you that there's only one korban chatas. But I, Abaye, disagree. And Yechaltach lefer three separate psukim, and I learned from the third pasuk, Lechalik. Kufa, Amar Abaye. Meaning, all the hilchos kedarka I learned from the same pasuk. The pasuk says a person wanted to know how to do avodah zarah. So he especially went to an avodah zarah school, or he bought an avodah zarah manual, and he said to himself, I want to know exactly how they go and service and worship their gods. He asked the king, Gamoni, and I'm going to follow in their footsteps, and I'm going to do the same thing. Oh, that's of course Kedarka. So once I have a positive Kedarka, for 18 months, what do I need? One Hishtach Avo for Kedarka. I learned from Eicha Yavdu. So Timur, you're right. Ela Achas Kedarka Vishaloi Kedarka. V'Achas Vishaloi Kedarka. V'Achas Lechalik. The first one is Kedarka V'Shaloi Kedarka. What does that mean, Kedarka V'Shaloi Kedarka? So Rashi explains what we really mean is Shaloi Kedarka. Because Kedarka we already covered with the Eicha Yavdu. So what is this Kedarka V'Shaloi Kedarka? Says Rashi, what the Gemara means to say is, the derech of this Avodah Zarah is to do X, whatever that happens to be, the derech kavod, for instance, bringing beautiful karbonos, tekroivis, sacrifices to this Avodah Zarah, through Zibeach, through Keter. And this person did a different type of bekovedik avodah. What was that? By bowing. So it's not the kederach of this Avodah Zarah, but it's a nice kederach in the sense that it is a kavod, a kibud for the Avodah Zarah by bowing down to it. So that's what the first Hishtach Avah says that you're not allowed to do, the derech kavod, to the type of Avodah Zarah that they are worshipping in a different derech kavod. The second one, Achash Loi Kedarka, is referring to that he goes and does b'derech kavod to an Avodah Zarah which you worship Shaloi b'derech kavod, meaning that this Avodah Zarah is, for instance, either Pa'or or Markulius, where the Avodah is a Bizoyan. Markulius to throw stones, and Pa'or, a person goes to the bathroom. And what does this person do? He goes and bows down to it. Oh, that I would not know from the first Pasuk, because the first Pasuk is talking about that the Derech Avodah is Bekavod, and now I'm also doing Bekavod. This second Pasuk tells you, where the Derech Avodah is Shaloi Kvodah, in other words, it's a very strange Biderech Bizoyan, Pa'or or Markulis, and I worship it b'derech kavod hishtachavo. That's number two. And number three is b'chalik, like we said before, to make multiple chatois, if a person does multiple forms of worship, b'helem achas. Anyways, giblim is a machloik z'bayi v'rabami, similar to the machloikas we had yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Zakkai. Zogtimor v'ayte. Back in the Mishnah, it says that a person can go and be Oyved Avodah Zarah without having to do Avodah per se, but rather by pledging allegiance to a particular Avodah Zarah. And he says, he says to Avodah Zarah, Eli Ota, you are my God. Aha. When a person looks at the Avodah Zarah and he says, you're my God, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Now, L'choyre, this of Nachman, is just repeating what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah already says, Mekabla Ola Beliah, Ba'oimeloi Eliyota, you are Chayiv. So what is Rav Nachman adding? Is L'may. What does he mean? In L'ktal, if we're talking about the Gabi Misa, that he gets Skila for doing Avodah Zarah by saying Eliyota, Masnisini, that's our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, in which it said these magic words about Eliyota, that was just an explanation of the Mishnah that we had back on the Afman Aleph and the days that talked about Elu Heina Niskalim, and that was Oyvav Avodah Zkechavim. So therefore, we already know that Avodah Zarah means Skila, and then the Mishnah on Samach Amud Beis is, how do you get to Skila? Echad Oyvin Mizabeach Mekater Mishtachve VeEchad Mekabli Ola Beliav Oymaloi Eliyota. So we know already the din of Skila from the combination of the two Mishnayos, that that's Eluhan Niskal. For that, we don't need Rav Nachman. Elamai El Lekarbon. What means Lekarbon? That if a person didn't do it b'mezin, he did it b'shogeg. What was b'shogeg? He looked at this Avodah Zarah and he said Eliyota, and he didn't know that this is prohibited under the law, and therefore it was a shogeg. So therefore Rav Nachman says, no, you got to bring a carbon. So tomorrow, v'afil Rabbanon. Even according to Rabbanon, you have to go and bring a carbon. What time we learned in the Braisa? Ein echayiv el al dova sheyesh boi maisa. If you want to be mechuyev a carbon chatos for performing Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, it has to be that you did a maisa. What means a maisa? You're going zibuach, you brought a carbon. Vikitor, you were makter chayle, v'nisach, you did libations. V'ishtachavo, and ishtachavo. V'yomreish lakish. Ma'an tan ishtachavo, who is the Tana that holds this raisa, that any one of these things is considered to be an avoided zora? This Rebbe Kiva, he to Amalei Ba'inen Maisa. It goes according to Rebbe Kiva that holds when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't have to have a Maisa. Why does Reish Lakish say this? Because Reish Lakish considers Hishtachavo not to be a Maisa. Why isn't it a Maisa? Because I didn't do anything, it just bent over. Big deal. If you go and bring a korban at the kroivas of Avodah Zarah, if you're menasech, if you're makter, each one of those things involves doing an action. Hishtachavo, according to Reish Lakish, is garnish. It's an ein by maisa.
Just a gesture.
Fine. And therefore, what the Gemara tells us is, Reish Lakish holds that this is only a libid Rebbe Kiva. If that's what Reish Lakish holds, Mechlal, come to Choyse, couldn't Reish Lakish, Mechlal the Rabbanan Sabri, Be'inan Maisa, that the Rabbanan wouldn't agree with what we just said. Now when this price it talks about Chayv or Ein Chayv is referring to Ein Chayv, a Korban Chatas Bishogig. Kuli Alma Moida that Ishtachavo, you're over if you did it Benazid, and the person Chas Visholim gets Skila. That's our Mishnah. There's no Machloikis in the Mishnah. Elohen Niskolim, that includes Hishtachava. And therefore, what Rav Nachman is telling us is the din by a shogeg that he is chayiv a korban chatas for Hishtachava. Frey Timona, no. L'chor, this only stems like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbanim, because Reish Lakish just said now that this Hishtachava is Rabbi Akiva. That's why you're chayiv, because you don't need to make a maisi, you don't have to have an action, you only have to make a gesture, says Batty. So what's Rav doing? What is this Rav Nachman Omer Rav Avua Omer Rav saying? When Rav Nachman repeated the name of Rav Avua Omer Rav, then when you say Eliyot and you say it Bishogeg, you have to bring Karma Chatzah, say Nechanami, it's only Rav Akiva and not the Rabban, because Rabban and hold you have to have a Meiser, and Ishtachavo is not a Meiser. If that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Rav, the Rabbi Kiva pshitus a chadol pashit haynu megadev. Now, when the Gemara says haynu megadev, it doesn't mean that a person who is mishtachve that he is blaspheming. The word megadev always means birchas Hashem. So, therefore, what does one after the other? A person can go and bow down 100 times and not mention Hashem's name, and he's not making a birchas Hashem. What the Gemara means to say is that back in Masech,
megadev is not tied up with Zohar necessarily.
It also, exactly, could be the person is an atheist, and he's tam chas v'shalom do birchas Hashem. Nothing to do with avoid desire. So what does he more mean, haynu megadev? So explain to Rashi, because mi'etz Hashem, when we get to Masechtas Krisos in another year or two, by Ibish himself, we will see that the first Mishnah, which lists the 36 chayove Krisos, when it comes to megadev and birchas Hashem, there's a machloikis there between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. Rabbi Kiva holds megad if a person is chayiv a korban chatas b'shogeg. The Chacham say no. Why not? Because it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. You're not doing anything except expressing your words. That is not considered to be an action. Rabbi said this is according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who is not quoted in the Gemara, disagrees with Reish Lakish, and he holds Akimas Sfosayim is also a Maisa. Just moving your lips is also a Maisa. But Reish Lakish doesn't agree with that. If you're wondering, how did I know about this, Rabbi Yochanan? It's not that I made it up or that I remembered it. It's rather because Toises says. You see, if Toises, Ki Ka'omar Rav Nami L'Rabbi Kiva. Toises is a little bit further down on our Omid. I'll leave it to Reish Lakish Ka'omar. Because we said that was the Omer Reish Lakish, right? It goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer, come on, kfifas koimosai, bowing, vakimas piv, and moving the lips. Have a maisa, matuk madarava filik rabban. So anyway, it's a totally namachlokis. But we're going according to Mandi Omer Reish Lakish, that holds akimas vasayim, loy have a maisa, and the kfifas koima loy have a maisa. So Frank Dimoriat, if that's all Rav is coming to tell you that according to Rabbi Kiva, a person is chayv an hishtachavo, even though there is no maisa, big deal. We know that Rabbi Kiva holds that way because that is parallel to the Isser of Megadev. Just like by Megadev, Rabbi Kiva holds that you're chayv a korban chatas, even though there's no Maisa, you don't need a Maisa according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Akiva. Same thing over here too, says Rav, that according to Rabbi Akiva, even though there was no Maisa, you still chayiv a Karman Chatos on Hishtachava. So Vosa de Ganze Chiddish from Rav Nachman, Omer Bavua, Omer Rav. Everything might matter. Say, might come like Machayev Rabbi Kiva Karban El Megadif Dechsiv Bei Koris. By Megadif, you have a Befeirish Pasik which says Koris by Megadif. In the Pasik itself says Es Hashem Hu Megadif Benichrasu Anevah Shehei Meisrael. So the Pasik specifically says, oh, you were Mevorach Es Hashem, you were Megadif Hashem. So you get a din of Karis. So clearly the Torah says, if a person is Megadav is Mavorich Es Hashem, he gets Karis, says Rabbi Kiva. When a person is just Mishtachaveh, it doesn't use the term Karis Legabi Hishtachaveh. It does say if a person is Mishtachaveh Cholila, then he gets Skila, Doshtekyeh. But it doesn't say anything about getting Karis. So Eima Loi, I would think that Hishtachaveh is not one of those things that's mechayiv koris because it's ein boy maisa chamash malon iskushi ishkish. I have a hekish. What's a hekish? Chesiv shtein posik v'yishtach v'loy v'yizbechu loy v'yoyimru eila lihecha Yisrael eshalucha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. So in the same breath it says v'yishtach v'lo and it says v'yizbechu, and just like we know that zvicha is by definition a dover sheyesh boy maisa, I'm shechting this animal for a tikroiv, is for a sacrifice for the avodah zarah. Just a charichti action, a real maisa. If v'yishtach v'lo is also considered to be in the same parasha like zvicha. By zvicha we know there's a din of kores like all of the avodah zarahs. So v'yishtach v'lo also has a din of kores based on this hekish, and that's the chiddush of Rav or of Nachman of Avua in the name of Rav. And with this we've concluded the shtickel that in fact the gavi with v'yishtach v'lo has a din of chatos b'shoyge, is a machloikis according to our Gemara between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. But now, since we quoted this last pasuk, this pasuk unfortunately is talking about the mice of the egel. Wash they don't in the pasuk. Soru mahim and aderech hashetzivisim osu lehem egel maaseicha vayishtach v'loy vayiz v'chuloy vayoymru eila lehecha Yisrael asher ha'alucha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. So now we go off on a shtickel agadita and Amr Rabbi Yochanan il moli vav shebe'alucha nischayv rishayim shel Yisrael kloyim. Our Gemara says rishayim l'choy, the real gersa should be soineyem shel Yisrael kloyim. This is the sender at work making tzuris for us yidin. But regardless of rishayim or soineyem, it's to be understood b'loshin saginar, it's to be understood that chas v'sholom we klal Yisrael cholila v'chas cholila Chas v'sholom would be kloya, it would be total kloya. Aha. Okay. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? It says the vav shebehelucha. What does he mean by that? Because helucha is a lashon rabba. It means he'elu oischa. Means two gods were malayu. Shehelucha me'eretz Mitzrayim, took us out of Mitzrayim. Now what two gods? They're referring in the pasuk to the egel. And there's a second god. Oh, the second god means taka the Rabbi Yishalem. And therefore what they're doing is a shituf. They're saying not only Rabbi Yishalem took us out of Mitzrayim, but also this inanimate egel maseicha there in the fire, combining HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal and this lousy fashtinkina egel maseicha, they two together are lucha. Because had it said without the vav, shehelcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that would mean that this egel masecha did it independently on its own, which means a total renouncement, kaddish, or renunciation of a kaddish baruch hu, that would have been cholila, total klay. At least by being mishtatv a kaddish baruch hu together, it's only b'shituf, ashutfus, and nishgefel. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said.
It's still, it's splitting hairs.
Why is it splitting hairs?
Shittuf is not as bad as saying exclusively the egel.
But that you agree with. It's not as bad.
No, I'm surprised. I don't think so.
So you know why you think so? Because Kitzanoi, it's a machlag Kitzanoi. Achayim oimim oli vav shibaluchah zchai v'rishem v'yisrael kaloya, just like we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Rabshim Meichoi, v'lekol ha-mishatev shim shemayim v'dover achen neka mino elom shigifeloch. Shibshim Bayichoy and Barry both hold Shita Achas. Apishnayim Aydim Yukum Dova both hold the same thing. Shinema, how do I know that it's so geferlach mishtatev? Because we've had the pasuk already before. Zeveach lo alehim yocharam. Bilti Lashem Levado. Yakodish Baruch Hu is one and only unique. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkin Hashem Echad. There's only one Rabbi Nishalaylam. And therefore, if you're mishtatif chas v'sholom, another one, nekem n'oilom chuli l'v'chas. If or bizoy, elamata malim, how I'm going to look at learn the pasuk yet, asher halucha meyetz Yisrael, she'ivu eloy hois harbe. The halucha is referring to not only the elamak seicha, but nochapur, meta markulias, and meta balpaor, and meta the bentabal. In other words, although they only referred expressly to Ego Maseicha, but parenthetically they were including a bunch of other Avodah Zoras as well. And that's the reason why Chalil B'chas, that's the reason why Chalil we might have Chas HaSholem gotten Kaloya, because of the Shituf. Now the Choyra is a bit shver. So Shem Shem Yechoy says, if you're just Mishtatev, Shem Shemayim Dover Achetz Nekam and Oilam, it's a Chalak Achas Kam Bekama,
if evil Oilam. You're excluding Akash Baruch Hu entirely.
Exactly. Isn't that much worse? Right. Why? L'Choy the Gemara is saying it's better. Oh, I have a better test. It's not to Shittav. It's only talking about a whole bunch of other gods. That makes it worse. It doesn't make it better. So Marsha is bothered by discussion. And the Marsha says that the Kavan of the Gemara is that, and he says not only over here, but in other places as well, that the Oivdei Avodah Zarah weren't total negators of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They also agreed, Avad, that Kaddish Baruch Hu is the one that created the world, Shemayim Ba'aretz, yeah. But afterwards, the Kaddish Baruch Hu delegated some of his powers, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, in a sense, went to retirement, and he said, okay, Eigam Asecha, you take over now, together with the Baal Pa'or, and together with the Baal, and together with Markulius, you clean up and take out of Mitzrayim, and do this, and do that. And therefore, Kaddish Baruch Hu now has left the scene, so to speak, and now they are in charge. Since at least the person acknowledges either Bepeh or Bimachshava that these idols are really Gunish Mitgunish, it's only because of the empowerment and the authorization of the Almighty Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's why Nishkeferlach, and that's why Chas HaSholem there wouldn't be Kaloya, because they're still acknowledging parenthetically Asidu Rabbeinu Shel Olam of the Welt. That's how the Mashiach wants to learn Pshat. However, in the case of Mishtatef Shem Shemayim V'Davar Echad, they're saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu took a shutif of an idol to do avoida, to do the work in this world together. That's even worse.
It's good. They say that the Rambam says we may chase people started worshiping the kochavim and the stars as avodim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not they weren't rejecting a Kodesh Baruch Hu initially.
Exactly right, and I believe the Marsha cites the Rambam as well. And if I'm not mistaken, this is probably one of the sources that they talk about today. Whether, for instance, Christianity is considered to be an Avodah Zarah or not, because maybe it's all to Shittah, because it's supposed to be the son of the God, and the God said, "Where's the Allah Narishkeit?" Anyway, speak to the Christians and find out more about their gospel, and we continue on writing. Well, let's not talk about that. Good. And we have Aitani Marava Megafeh, Vamanashik, Vamachabit, Vamarabit. What about all of these people? It says in the Mishnah that there is no din of skila, but there is a din of a lav. Megafeh means to embrace, Manashik to kiss, Mechabit that either means to give kavod or means to sweep the floors. Marabit also means to sweep the floors and to take to go and settle all of the dust. It's a lav. And after that, it says in the Mishnah, a line later, that a noider bishmoy, from mekayim bishmoy, noider bishmoy means a person who makes an oath in the name of the Avodah Zarah. Or mekayim means he makes a shavua, a promise, he swears in the name of Avodah Zarah, that's also a lav. It's not a din of skila, but it's a lav. So we had two lists. The Megaf, Menashik, Mechab, and Merabitz are Chayiv, Aloises, Alav, and Noida Bishmoy, Mekayim Bishmoy is also Alav.
What's the difference between the two of them?
Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to talk about now. Kiyos Rabdimi Amr Abluza, Al Kulam Loike. On all of these that we just enumerated, there is Malkus. In other words, there is no Skila, but if a person goes over to an Avodah Zarah and kisses it, and of course, if there was Hasra and Edim, we can go and give him Malkus. Not Skila, but Malkus. However, if a person goes and makes a neder in the name of that Avodah Zarah, or makes a shvua, then there's only a lab, but no malchus. Why not? Oh, there was no maisa, because maisa means doing a physical act, and he was just moving his lips, and according to this man, the Omar, that's not considered to be a maisa.
So a makayim is not, unless it's a neder not to do something, with a shev al tasa, but if it's a makayim,
in this connection means to make a shvur. If you look at Rashi, seven lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Hamakayim Hanishba, Mishkamina and Kayim. It doesn't mean to fulfill, it means to make a shvur.
If the shvur is to do something and the person does the action.
That's regardless, that makes no difference. The Isra over here is that he says, I'm making an oath in the name of the Baal Pa'ar, in the name of the Markulius, or I'm making a shvur in the name of. Okay. That's the Isra. Zuti Mara. If that's the case, the reason why there's no Malkus, because these two, meaning the Noider and the Makayim, are Lav Sheim B'Maisa, Haninami Lav Shebek Lolesu. The aforementioned that we had, the Megafeth, Menashik, Mechabit, Merabit, that's a Lav Shebek Lolesu. They look in a Lav Shebek Lolesu. What means a Lav Shebek Lolesu? Lav Shebek Lolesu means that you have one Pasik, and you learn from that Pasik multiple Isurim. What's the one Pasik by Megafeth and Menashik? So Rashi brings a choice of two. He starts off, Rashi, about 10 lines, 12 lines from the bottom, Ava Megafeth, brings Oy Beloy Sessa, the Al Teilchu Achrei Elihim Achirim, a Pasig in Yermia. It would be very strange to find a Lav in Yermia, and therefore Rishash says that this is a printing mistake, and it's not the Al Teilchu, it's Loy Seilchu Achrei Elihim Achirim, a Pasig in the Torah. And it's a printing mistake in the Rashi, and a printing mistake in the parentheses. Hear me, it's a pasuk in the Torah. I'm Rishash. Inam, you have another pasuk in the Torah. Altifnu alalilim. Anyway, but bottom line is, either these psukim tells you that all of them, the Megafim, Menashe, Mechabim, Merabes, that these are all an Isser of Avodah Zarah. So that's the Gemara considers to be a Lav Shebeklolis, that is koil a whole bunch of different avodahs. And there's no Lav. There's no Malkis in Lav Shebeklolis. It's Sanya. And now we're going to bring a famous pasuk. Pasuk says, Lo yisoichlu al hadom. What does that mean? The Gemara considers that to be a dumb question, because we learn at least five or six different isurim from the Lo yisoichlu al hadom. This anya. What happens if you have a behema? You did the shechita. Where's Rabbi Cohen when we need him? And after the shechita is over, it's pirchus. Pirchus means it's still jerking around for the next 5, 10, 20 seconds, just like you see by a lizard. Even though you cut off the head, it's still... The chicken, yeah. Like a chicken without a head. So here too, you have a behemoth without a head, but it still jerks around, still for a few seconds after that. You're not allowed to eat from that behemoth. Why can't you go and eat from it? You're not allowed to eat it when the dam is still in the body, it still hasn't come out. This is not an Israel's dam. There's an Israel's pirchus, that the animal is not fully dead yet. So that's one limit from that pasuk. So we're achen noch a limit. Leisoich lo dam, leisoich lo basa badayin dam b'mizrak. This is already talking about karbunas. If the person who shechted the behemah, the koyin was mekabel the dam in the mizrak, and he's ready to go to the mizbeach and do the zrika, and somebody quickly eats from the behemah before the zrika, he's oyven this is a leisoich lo.
He eats from the basar.
He goes and cuts off a piece.
There's no matir yet.
It's, for instance, a shlomim, and he says, shlomim, mutzal balim, and I'm the balim, and I'm hungry. I haven't eaten a long time. He cuts off a piece, he chews it, but they didn't do the zrika yet. He's oivan leisoichel al hadam. We know that this is what's called a Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra means Chas Hashalom, if someone lost a very close family member, that the first Suda right after the Kvura, that Sa'udah is hosted by others. Not your own food, but neighbors, relatives bring food from outside. That's only if, Chas Shalom, a regular case of a person who passed away. What happens if the person who passed away was because of Arugi Bezdin? He was a bad guy. And he got skilu asrei for herig v'chadik. And now the mishpacha Nebuch is beside themselves. They lost this family member. Eim avarim, nobody brings a Sudas Havra from outside, because that's considered to be showing respect to the person who passed away and to the rest of the family. The rest of the family are nice guys. But the person who passed away, it sounds like a sign of respect. How do you know you don't do it? Don't give achila al adam about this person who was never now killed by Bezdin, executed because of the terrible aveir. Anytime you have a Sanhedrin, the Chas Shalom that day, they killed someone. Why did they kill someone? Because unfortunately he deserved. The minig was, they don't eat that day, they fast. Tam aloy maharawai. No, says the apostle, leisoichlu al adam. When we administering dam, we're chas v'shalom killing someone, leisoichlu, we don't eat that entire thing. It was written up in the papers not too long ago. The menahel of the Beis Yaakov in Buru Park, I think his name is Rabbi with an E. Aaron Reich, Shkoyach, he's now at Kanaan Heart in his 90s. So, the story is told about Zechweiss. 10, 20 years ago, he was in his office one morning, and one of the secretaries brought him a big delicious piece of cheesecake, knowing that that's one of his delicacies. He loves cheesecake and eats cheesecake. Fine. Anyway, she comes back 2 hours later, it's still there. She comes back 2 hours later, it's still there. And she said, Rabbi Ernach, how come you leave? I can't eat it. She saw something was fishy, so she put pressure on him. Tell me, Manayel, why don't you? I know you love cheesecake. You're not even toying, just taste it. So I have to go and tell you, today we're having a meeting this afternoon where we have to decide whether one of the girls in this Beis Yaakov, Chad Chas Shalom, be ejected, thrown out of the school, and she should have to go somewhere else. And any time we have to make a decision about a girl to throw her out of school, that's a Shaila of Din and Nefashis. And just like the Sanhedrin, when they were Dan Din and Nefashis, they didn't eat that day. I fast that day when I have such a shaila, but shows you the choymer inyan and how seriously this manayel takes it. Other schools, unfortunately, there was just a whole story never about a Malki Klein and Gan Samaisim. Anyway,
also I think isn't it the source why you don't eat before you daven this pasuk?
Could be. Our Gemara doesn't bring it. I understand. That's one story. There's another story that's brought about. We used to have here on the west side years ago Rav Steinberg. Rav Steinberg was the brother of a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was Rish Bezdin of the Histadrus Rabbanim. Histadrus Rabbanim is the RCA rabbis, and he was there. He was there, Rosh Bezin, and unfortunately, he had to be Masadr Gittin very often. And there was an interview by Reb Nissen Gordon in the Allgemeine Journal. This goes back now about 40 years ago. So there was an interview, and the Reb Nissen Gordon asked Rav Steinberg, tell me a little bit about Gittin. So Rav Steinberg said that, not for me, he said that his father, Zichron Livracha, the prior brother of, had the minig that whenever he was Masadr Gittin, he always fasted that day, because Mizbeach Moyed Olav Demoiz, it's a case of Din Nefashis, he would go and fast the day he was Masadr Gittin. So now, Nissen Gordon says, and you, Rabbi Stern, Ray Steinberg, do you continue that minig of your father? He says, no, I don't go and fast the day of Masadr Gittin. Why not? L'choyre, it's like Choymetz Ben Yayin, the Gemara says in Masechtes Chulin, that if you don't continue the minig of your father, it's like you're vinegar compared to your father of Yayin, of wine. Right. Why don't you? Exactly. The Gemara says the reason is because if I would go and fast every day of Masadr Gittin, I would only eat on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Otherwise, every day of the year, I would be fasting. Rachman Litzlan. And therefore, you see the importance of Dina Nefashis. You don't toyim, you don't eat that day. Omer B'yoichanan, on the side it says, B'yoichanan Omer, Asar Ben Tzoyru Moira Minayin. We know that Ben Tzoyru Moira, if Chas V'Sholom, he eats a tart if he steals. A tart of the basar, small quantity of meat, and he eats it, Nebuch, he is stoned. Ben Tzoyru Moira Minayin. Where's the Asar? You have to have Salah. You can't just, Ein Oinshin al Kimasir. Tamaloim Loisoichel al Adam. What does Loisoichel al Adam have to do with this? So Rashi explains, if you look at the last two lines, all the way in the bottom of the Rashi, Leben Tzairu Meirer, two lines from the bottom. The Loi Onashel Mekin Hisir, the Heichen Hisir, Loisoichel al Adam, Loisoichel Achila Shitar Geyu Oleha. Because of the fact that if he steals and eats this Tartar Mishal Basar, he's going to be stoned. We tell him, Loisoichel al Adam, this Achila is going to cause your dam to be spilled. That's another thing that we learn from Leisoich Al Adam. So you see all of these multiple limudim. The Yom Rav Avin Barachiyah, the Yisayim Rav Avin Bar Kahana, Al Kulam Ein Aloike, if a person is over any one of these lavin that we just learned from Leisoich Al Adam, no Malkis Mishim Tabalein Lav Sheh Beklogis. That's a rule.
And yeah. Sura Mora is a skila. Why are we saying in Lokin? I mean, it's...
No Dina Malkis. In other words, that's a rule in Shas, Ein Loikin Lav Sheh Beklolis, and now we brought all of these together to go and tell you, none of these would have a din of a lav, because Lav Sheh Beklolis.
So the Ben Sura Mora is an Azhara, it's not a lav, it's an Azhara.
Exactly. That Pasuk is an Azhara, because the din of Skilis is...
It's not one of the lavin that we're referring to as the Lav Beklolis example, okay.
Ella says, Igmaris, if that's the case, getting back to our case, now, our case, frankly, is not exactly the same as the cases over there. Because over there we're talking about totally disparate limudim. Here we're talking about you're fasting when you're executing someone. You're talking about not eating from a behemah which is jerking. You're talking about don't eat from a carbon until you do Zrika Saddam. These are all very, very different. Our cases we're talking about Megafeth, Menashek, Marbitz and Mechabit, etc. All of these are just different forms of Avodah Zarah. But nevertheless, the Gemara equates the two and feels that these are also Lav Shebeklolus, these are all different types of acts. Kissing and embracing and going and sweeping, etc., are all different forms. And therefore, L'choyre, they should not be a din of Malkos. Ellis, you're right. Kiyosu Rabbeinu, Rabbi Luzal, Kilan, Ein Eloika. Takan, all of those cases, Mekaf, Menashe, Mechabit, there is no Malkos. Because it's a lav shebe klolos. There you do give Malkos. Just the reverse of what we're saying until now. And therefore, that part of our Mishnah, the way Ravin's learning Pshat, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Lav Shem Maisa, Loikin Olav. Rabbi Yehuda is a Das Yochid. However, he holds that you do give Malkus in by Lav Shem Maisa. How do I know? Tisanya. And the halacha of noisar. Noisar means make sure to eat the carbon within the prescribed time limitations and don't let it go beyond that, because if it goes beyond that it becomes noisar and then you have to go and burn it. Says the pasuk, don't leave it over until morning. Okay, now what happens if you did? But noisar menu ad boiker, but it's destroyed, you gotta go and burn it. Boha cause of leitan essay achaloisa. So why does the Torah say you go and burn it? L'chayr should go and say, give the guy a patch for being over on this isur of noiser, leaving it overly sim and then I'll bike it. Why does the Torah say go and burn it? Loimash ain't loikin all of the Rabbi Yehuda. Torah is coming to tell you a chidush. Normally on such a lav there would be malchus. It's a lav. You should get malchus. Torah says this is a lav hanitik la'asei. The remedy for a person that does this lav is not to go and give him patch. The remedy is to go and burn the noiser. Is a simon that over here, even though noiser is a classic example of a lav she'ein by meiser. Why did it become noiser? Because you did nothing. If you would have stood up, taken a piece of carbon, eaten it, then there would have been a din of you and Makai in the mitzvah of eating the carbon. But you didn't. You refrained. You fell asleep. You sat on your hands. You didn't go and eat. He didn't do anything. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says he would be chayav malchus. The only reason why he's off the hook is because of the fact that it's a lav shenitik laseh. Rabbi Yankev, forget about lav nitik laseh. So our loikin olav, and if our Mishnah holds that, like that Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, our Mishnah, the Gabi that halachas Rabbi Yehuda, that says that a person who is nishba bishmoy, mekayim bishmoy, or he's noida bishmoy, all of those cases are chalt lav she'ein b'maisa, but lav she'ein b'maisa loikin olav, and that's why Rav and Rabbi Loza said you get malchus on these, but you don't get malchus on the others because the others were lav shebe klalus. Good. How do I know what's the isur, what's the azhar? The sanya. And the pasuk finishes off, lo yishoma al picha. So the name of the other gods, lo yisaskiru, don't even mention them. And that's why people don't mention, for instance, Yoshka. That's why they say the word Yoshka. They don't mention J-E-S-U-S. For that very reason, they go and say Yoizel, they say Yoshka. All of that because they don't want to go and be maske the shame of him achet. Shloyoyma udam lachaber shmor li bitzara boizka chom ploinis. Even if it means going and saying, I will meet you tomorrow morning on the corner of blah blah blah. Well, how will I notice that? How will I note that that is that corner? Because in that corner they have the St. Mary's Church. I know that that's a problem because St. Mary, unless the actual Avodah Zarah is called St. Mary, I'm not such a bookie in these things. But if the name of the church would be Church of Yoshka, then you wouldn't be able to go and say, I'll meet you at the corner of the Church of Yoshka, because you're going now and saying the name of the Avodah Zarah, even though you're not saying it to give cover to the Avodah Zarah. You're not saying it for purposes of worshiping the Avodah Zarah.
GPS instructions.
Don't even mention. And that's why in Yiddish they always say by church, they say by the timah. The timah means something which is tameh. They use it as a euphemistic term, and we're going to have other euphemistic terms as we go through the Gemara shortly. And it says lo yishom al picha. Oh, that's our gemara. Shliyodu bishmoy, v'leyikayim bishmoy, v'lo yigrem la'achayim shiyidru bishmoy, v'yikayimu bishmoy. Not only that you shouldn't make a neder in the name of the Avodah Zarah, but don't cause others. Lo yishoma al picha. Lo yishoma is a term which is saying not only that you should not be mashmiya, but don't cause any hashmo'o as a result of you. So what type of example? If you cause others to go and be noyder bishmoy. The Gemara will give a very good case in a moment that, for instance, if someone wants to go into a business venture with a goy, and that goy is the type of goy that is nishba b'shem his avodah zarah, then be very, very careful. Because every time you're going to want to do some transaction with him, you're going to go and say, okay, you're going to say mazel brucha, and he's going to say, oh, thank Yoshka. So therefore, you're going to be goyim him to go and say that shame alim achayim lo yishem al picha. You're now going to be goyim that others should go and mention that name. We'll see that example in the Gemara in another few lights. That a mesis, someone who causes an individual to do avodah zarah, mediach means someone who causes the, that's ir nidachas, true, but mediach means a plural, meaning not a yachid, a tzibur, more than one, 2, 5, 10, 100, 1,000, that's a mediach. And therefore, that's the yishom al picha. These, the maces of Mediach, even if they themselves are not doing the Avodah Zarah, they're just causing others to do Avodah Zarah, that's over on the Yishom Al-Picha. Right, Yomar, Mace of Edik, so I don't need a pasuk for that. Say, Ksibay, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'ro'l, V'lo Yizid Nod, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Base. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'ro'l, V'lo Yosifu La'asais Kadova Ro'a Zebe Kibecha, what you're doing is, Adover Ara, Lo Yosifu, don't do something like that. So therefore, a maces is over on this Isser of the Lois Yosifu Las is Kedobara. So I already have an Isser by the Mesis. El Asor Le Mediach. Mediach who didn't do it for one, he did it for multitudes, for many. I don't have a Pasik. That's my Pasik, Lisham Al Pich. And, La Yigra Machirim Shidir Bishim.
Why would you, if a Mesis, if you have a Pasik for Mesis with one Kavachomer,
don't you have the famous rule at what?
Ein
Masirim in a Din, Ein Oinshim in a Din. Okay, so you agree with that? Is a kid. Continue on the Gemara. V'la'yidun achim shi'idru b'shmav yishkayim b'shmav. Don't cause others to make a neder in the name of the Avodah Zarah, or to make a shvu in the name of the Avodah Zarah. B'sayli la'avud eshmu liyam avud eshmu. Like we said before, os li'odim shi'as eshutfes amoy v'chom. Don't make a partnership with a goy. Shem yishchayiv le'shvua. V'nishba avodah zechom shaloi. Maybe there's going to be some sort of sichsuch, some sort of quarrel. And therefore the bezim will say to the goy, make a shvur that you're right, and then he's going to make a shvur, not in the name of the Torah, he's going to make a shvur in the name of the Avodah Zarah. Shaloi.
A guy in a
bezin
of Israel would make would be accepted in shvur would be accepted.
So either it means that he's not going to make a shvur in the name of Hashem, and therefore he's going to make a shvur in the name of his God, which is worthless. But lemaisa has been over, the yid has been over lishom al picha, or it means that they're going to go to the goyish courts, and they won't call bezin, they go to beit mishpat.
Do you have a revocation for civil law with taking an oath in court?
Our court,
they affirm.
Number one, that's one. Well, that's not because of this gemara. Because even when they want you to make an oath, they don't ask you to make an oath in the name of Yoizel or in the name of Muhammad or in the name of another Avodah Zarah. They just go and ask you to make an oath on the Bible. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, etc.? The problem of affirming is because you're not allowed to make a shvua shav, and you chas v'shalom worried that you might say one word which is not accurate and you'll be over on the din of l'sisa Hashem Hashem l'kech l'shav. Don't say something, an oath on something which is inaccurate. However, here our Gemara is just talking about if you're going to do a deal with a goy, and the goy is going to say, I'm right, you're wrong, and he says, I'll swear in the name of the Holy Ghost, or holy whatever he swears, now you're going to be over on the Indian of being causing someone else, Yisham Al-Picha, that he's going to go and say the name of Yisar. Now, from here until the bottom of the Gemara, what we're going to find is, not only are you not supposed to go and say the name of Avodah Zarah, but you're supposed to mock and ridicule the Avodah Zarah, and the purpose of that mocking and ridicule is presumably to incentivize people from even thinking of doing Avodah Zarah. So we're going to see a couple of examples in the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to bring it from Tanakh, as we'll see. Ki osa ula, when ula came to town, Bus over here doesn't mean daughter. Bus over means he went to sleep. Be Kalnevoy, in the town of Kalnevoy. the Marshal says that the Gemara has a bit of a printing error. It should be two separate words. Kal, Nevoi. And as we'll see in the Gemara, another couple of lines, Nevoi is the name of an Avodah Zarah, which is brought in Tanakh. If you skip ahead to the first wide line, you'll see at the end of the line it says Kora, Baal. Second wide line, Koras, Nevoi. Nevoi is the name of an Avodah Zarah. The reason why it says Kal Nevoi, says the Maharam, is because Kal Nevoi, Kal is from Lashon Koloin. Koloin means to mock, to denigrate, to ridicule. And therefore, instead of just saying Nevoi, they said Kal Nevoi, to give it a bad name, so to speak. And this is similar to the top choices on Tzamach Dalet Omer Aleph. If you just turn the, you don't even have to turn the page unless you have an article, Gemara. The top Toysis says the word Markulius, that we call it Markulius, the real name of the Avodah Zarah was really Kilus. Kilus is a Russian Keles. Keles means something to be Mekales, to go and to praise. And therefore it's a Russian Shvach. That's praiseworthy. That's meritorious. It's a Tevah Shvach. Shechom Kinu Oysa Lignai Vekaru, instead of Kilus, they said Kulis. Lashon lag v'kelis. Umar is Lashon chiluf. The word mar means just the opposite. And you have mar by shchita, that what, that until now the behemoth was alive, and you took mar and you switched it around and made the behemoth and now chas v'shalom be dead by shechtik, by chas v'shalom, but you shechted. So mar means instead of, it's the exchange. So therefore it's the exchange of a dover shvach, of this beautiful kilos, instead it's akulis, it's a lag v'kelis, it's something to be ridiculed. So here too the Maram says that, first the Marshal says, Kal Nevoi is two separate words, and the Maram says, Kal Nevoi means, I'm saying a dover koloin about Nevoi. That's the ultimate pshat. But in the meantime, Ula came and he slept in Kal Nevoi. Amalei Rava. Rava saw Ula the next morning, and he says, V'hei chabasma, hey, where did you sleep last night? Amalei b'Kal Nevoi, in Kal Nevoi. And you just mentioned the Voi, which is the name of an Avodah Zarah. If the Torah uses the name, so in other words, since the Torah says, for instance, Baal Pa'ar, we're allowed to say Baal Pa'ar. We don't have to go and use another term, because the Torah uses the term of Baal Pa'ar. So we're allowed to go and repeat it. We don't have to be holier than the Torah. From the Kal Nevoi, the Pasuk Korah Baal, Koras Nevoi. Nevoi is referring to this Avodah Zarah. So therefore you're allowed to go and say Nevoi because it says in the Torah. When we say Torah, I mean Tanakh. And you're telling me that if it doesn't say in the Torah, you're not allowed to repeat the word. What is all of this about? What are you talking about? This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Zavin. We know there's a difference between a regular Zav and a Zav Gomur. What's the difference between a regular Zav and Zav Gomur? A Zav means a person who saw an emission, similar to a Zava, except a Zava sees a red emission, a Zav sees a white emission. This is not the same thing as Keri, it's slightly different. Whatever. But bottom line is, if a person sees an emission called a ziva, the person only gets a tumas erev. After the ziva is cleaned up, he goes to the mikvah. Assuming he doesn't see ziva again, that night he will be tar and everything will be fine and good. What happens if he sees, for instance, three such re'iyos? He becomes a zav gomor, he has shiva nikiyim, and he has to go and bring a karbon. Aha. Okay. Now, what happens if a person didn't see three separate times, but he saw one long ziva? In other words, the emission began and it went on and continued for a long time. How long are we talking about? Says the Gemara, the distance of walking or traveling from the Gadjoin to Shiloi. And the, I think Rabbi Yankov Emden says it's really Shiloyach. I'm sorry?
How far is that?
Oh, how far is that? Says the Mishnah, Shein Shtei Tvilois Ushnei Sefugin. This is the equivalent of a person who saw the Ziva emission once, goes to the mikvah, that's Tvila once, Svoig means he dries himself off, he gets dressed, he comes out of the mikvah, he washes his hands, Rabbi Yisai went to the mikvah, and guess what? And then 2 seconds later he sees Ziva again. What does he do? Oh! He rushes back to the mikvah to go and tovel himself again, and then he goes to Svoig, he goes and dries up again. He gets stressed. He comes out, oh, I'm free from Ziva, and guess what happens? Boom! he sees a ziva a third time. Now, how long does it take for a person to go to the mikveh and to dry himself? Presumably every time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, right? To get undressed, to get dressed, and do that twice. So, talking about twice, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half an hour.
West side to east side.
Good.
We're right by the mikveh. We see people come in, they leave 5-6 minutes later.
Exactly.
They're done.
Exactly.
So twice, so it's 12 minutes.
Exactly, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it takes. And therefore, if the duration of this long emission was a duration of 12 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it takes, then even though he only saw technically once, but since it was the time duration of being able to see three times, he becomes a Zavkomer. Now that, of course, is totally irrelevant to us. What's relevant to us is that that's also the Zman that it takes to travel from Migadyon to Chile. And guess what? Migadyon is the name of, not Migadyon, Gadyon is the name of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it says, like the time that it takes to go from Gadyon to Chile, God is the name of Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah uses this term. How can the Mishnah use the term? We just said you're now going to go and talk about the name of Avodah Zarah if it's not written in the Torah. Omer Avinah, God nami mechtav siv. The word God, which is the name of Avodah Zarah, is also written in the Torah. Siv ha'orchem legad shulchan. The Navi is giving Musa to those that are preparing for the God. God, shulchan, the table. Aha. So God is the name of an Avodah Zarah. And here, although it says God Yoin, the Yoin is just like a nickname, Tzugalek Nochapur Oisius, but really, the real classic name is God. So therefore, it does say it in the Torah. So therefore, the Mishnah can go and use that term. Not an issue, not a problem. Amrav Nachman, Kol Litzanusa Asira, any Litzanus. Litzanus doesn't mean just making a joke. Litzanus means to mock or ridicule or denigrate. That's Asur. Chutz Melitzanisa Davoidis Chacham. If you denigrating an Avodah Zarah, Shari, that's Mutter. How do I know? Dechsit. Kora Beil, Koras Nevoi. What does that mean? The next pasuk after that's Korsu, Koru Yachtov, Leyochlu Malet Masa. Now, the Torah is talking about two Avodah Zarahs over here. The Avodah Zarah called Beil, and the Avodah Zarah called Nevoi. And even though both Baal and Nevoi, I'm assuming, are inanimate objects, these are idols, nevertheless, the Torah is attributing to them as if they were living animals, and the Torah is ridiculing them. How? It says, Korah Baal. Both the Baal and Nevoi both had to go to the bathroom, and they both had to go very badly. Korah Baal. Baal is now crouching in a sitting position to go and let out, etc., to defecate. And Koras Nevoi couldn't even wait until he sat down, but instead Koras, it all splashed out all at once. Koru Yachtav, as these Avodah Zarahs are crouching and bowing and moving to be able to sit down on the toilet seat, so to speak, guess what? Korsu, it all came out in a sudden rush. Rashi said Nitra. Nitra means like to splash out. You know why? They weren't able to hold back this burden inside their intestines, inside their stomachs, and it all came out at once. So you see from that that the Torah is ridiculing these two Avodah Zarahs, Baal and Nevoi. And I have another right. Uksib is another pasuk. Dibrali Egloi's base oven, Yoguru, Shchan Shoimrei, Ki Ovel Olav Amoi, Uchmorov Olav Yogilu, Al Kvoidoi Ki Golam Imenu. Now this Egloi's base oven, these are really talking about the two agolis that were put up by Yeravim ben Nevat, one of them in base ale. Instead of referring to it base ale, he refers it to base oven. Doesn't want to even use the term kale in connection with the egel, and therefore it's base oven, a house or a place of iniquity, of averis. These are the egloi's into two agolis.
An aleph instead of an iron, is machlis or something?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, so you have the agolis in base oven. Yaguru Shchan Shoimrein. The Shchainim who live in Shoimrein, they fear these agolis as if they are Avodah Zarahs, as if they are gods. Ki Ovel Olav Amoy, and the nation is going to be Bavelis, they're going to mourn. Uchmarav Olav Yagilu, while the priests are going to rejoice. Al Kvoidiki Golem Imenu, if and when these agolis are going to be taken into Golus, and they will become, in a sense, extinct. Al Kvoidi, the cover, the glory of these agolis, of these egels, that are going to golem imenu when they will have to flee, they'll have to machaplate. says the Gemara, Al Tikri Kvoidoi, don't say Kvoidoi the glory, Ele Kvoidoi. Kvoidoi means, like the Gemara was talking about before, that the person had heaviness inside. We don't mean the person, we mean these inanimate egelt, that they have the heaviness inside from having eaten too much, and now that Kvoidoi Kigolim Imenu is eventually going to have to come out when the Avodah Zarah is going to go to the bathroom. That this is a novi thing to Klal Yisrael, that you added to your chatoyim, you made a masecha, a molten image, mikaspam, from their silver, kisvunam, like their form, atzovim, they made these idols in the form. What form of idols are you talking about? My kitzvunam atzavim. Everybody went and made a small little idol of his own yira. In other words, that symbolized and reflected his God. And he put it into his pocket, like the modern day yozels that they have crosses on necklaces and stuff like that. He put it into his pocket. Anytime that he's thinking about this Avodah Zarah, he takes it out of his pocket, he goes and embraces it and he kisses it. And that's what the Pasuk is referring to, that they're making kisvuna atzavim, they make these idols in the form of their Avodah Zarah. And now the Pasuk continues on. People are going and giving a zevach, they are slaughtering an animal, agolim yishokim, and then the agolim, these calves, yishokim, are going to go and kiss them. What does that mean? Those that were working in the church, they would go and spy, and they would eye the gvirim, the rich people. What would they do? Even as agolim, they would go and make their agolim hungry by not feeding them enough food. And in the place where they eat from, the avus ba'olav, the trough, next to that avus, they would go and put up a picture of the rich guys who are the bali mumin. They would put that next to the agolim. Putting it next to the avus, next to the trough. And then after that, when these agolim are good and hungry, they would open up the door, and the agolim for the last day, week, month, has been staring the whole time at this picture. Now the agolim run free. And as soon as they see the bali mamain, they immediately run after them, because they figure that's their savior, that picture that they had there in the avus, and they go and feel them to go and see if they have any food for them. So now these mishoris, the avodah zarah, say to the bali mamoin, you see, the animal, which is the avodah zarah, wants you, loves you. That's why it's snuggling up to you and smelling you and touching you and mamash mishpach. You know what you should do? You should be brought as a takroivis for the Avodah Zarah, because obviously Avodah Zarah loves you. So the best way is to be mosa nefesh and to give away your life for this lousy Avodah Zarah, and that's what you should do. And therefore, that's the pshat in the pasuk, the zeveach adam, zoifchi adam, that the adam is going to be geshachten. Why? Because agolim yishachten, because the agolim are kissing them and showing that they love these adams, and that's why this adam is going to be geshachten for a tekroivis, for a sacrifice for the Avodah Zarah.
Literally, I mean shachten financially.
No.
Literally, and then these bad guys will come and take their money.
Oh, exactly. So shkoyach for adding that point. The pasuk taka means we're going to shech them. Then they're going to be. And there's going to be a lot of possessions without an owner, and then the church will take it over and say, oh, it's ownerless, it's hefker, and they'll take away the property. The words are a little bit out of order, out of sequence. According to what you're learning pshat, it should say in the pasuk agolim yishokun, that first the agolim went and kissed these people, and then the koimrim or the misharzim say, oh, let's bayach adam. The reason is because they love them so much, let's go and shech the person. So it's not shechting the person and then the agolim giving them a kiss, it's agolim giving the person the kiss, and then we go and shech the other. Elam Marava, the pshat in the pasuk is different. Anyone that brings his son for a korban, for a tekrav, is a avodah zarah, like the molech, Amaloi, then the Komrim or the Meshorsim in the Avodah Zarah say, Toidoyin Godel Hikrabloi. Oh, you did such a wonderful job. You're such a tzaddik that you brought your own son for that Avodah Zarah. Yavavishakloi, let the Avodah Zarah now give you a kiss. Let the eagle give a kiss to you for the fact that you went and you're Zaveh Adam, that you brought your own child for this Avodah Zarah.
Wow.
Amrivino Marat. The Anshi Bavel also as Sukkos Bonois. The Anshi Bavel, now we are enumerating various Avodah Zarah. The Anshi Bavel made Sukkos Bonois. Umayniu, that's Tarni Goylis. Why is Tarni Goylis Sukkos Bonois, says Rashi? In their language, a hen, a Tarni Goylis, was called Sukkos Bonois. More doesn't explain why, but if you look at Rashi, Tarni Goylis, actually about 10 lines higher than our Gemara, Tarni Goylis, Lidmus Tarni Goylis, so you oived him. This Avodah Zarah, they would go and serve the picture or the form, chicken. A statue of a chicken, Tarni Goylis, really a hen, Ubilishoinim, and in their sprach, in their language, kind of Tarni Goylis, Sukkos Bonois. That was the name. So therefore, it says in the Pavan, Anshi Bavel, also a Sukkos Bonois, it means that they made a statue in the form of a hen. The Anshi Kus, also as Nargol. The statue that they made was a Nargol. Mind you, what's a Nargol? Tarni Goylis. That means a rooster. And Anshi Chaimis, also as Ashima. Ashima is also the name of Avodah Zarah. Mind you, what's an Ashima? Barucha Karcha. What's a Barucha Karcha? Says Rashi. That means an aze, that means a goat. Rashi explains because the word Barucha generally means all of the sheep family. Sheep family includes both the lambs and the goats. However, Karcha means that it's bald, like Loshen Kereach. Oh, a sheep which is bald, that is a goat, because goat has very little hair. A billy goat?
That's what they call it, yeah.
Billy, no, it's not a billy goat.
Billy goat.
Okay, fine. Because it has very little hair. Of course, the sheep have tons and tons of wool. The goats have a little bit of hair, so compared to the other is kar. Good. Va'avim also navchan, or the site says navchaz, v'yes tartuk, umayni, what are these two? That's a kelev v'chamar. That's a kelev and a chamar. Now, what's the reason why the Navchan or the Navchaz is called a Kelev? So, Rashi, because Kelev is Nevech. The word Nevech means to bark. So, these Avim, they made the Avodah Zarah of a Kelev, which barks. Navchan, that's where the term comes from. Tartik is a Chamar. And now the Pasuk continues on. This is Pasuk number 9, and it says, V'has Farvim, Sorvim es b'neim v'eish, the Safarvim, they would go and burn the children fire, L'adar Melech, Va'ana Melech Elihei Sefarvoyim. The Sefarvoyim people, the Sefarvim people, who was their god? The Adar Melech and the Ana Melech. And they used to go and bring their own children as a sacrifice to these two gods. Now the question is, what's an Adar Melech, what's an Ana Melech? Mind you, Haperid Basus. The Adar Melech is a mule, and the Ana Melech is a sus, is a horse. Adar Melech the Odor Leila Morei B'Tina. The word Odor over here means to go and be Mechavit, like from the word Hodor, Hidor. He's Mechavit is Morei B'Tina by saying, so to speak, the Pered, the mule, says to its master, you can go and put up as much freight on my back as you wish. And that's how he's Mahadar, he shows Kavit to his master. That's why it's called Adar Melech. What's Ana Melech? The only lay Le Morei B'Karva. That he goes and is obedient to its mare, to its master, Bekarva in a war. People, when they went out to war, the soldiers didn't have tanks like today, but they had susim. They went on the back of either chariots or of horses, and so therefore the horse in the middle of Muhammad generally is very, very obedient and listens to whatever the master tells him. That's why it's called Ana Melech, that it listens and it answers positively to what the Melech says. Melech meaning the owner. Can you imagine Chizkiah, Melech of Yehuda, his father who was Ochaz, a well-known Rasha among the Malchi Israel, he wanted to go and sacrifice his son Chizkiah as a tekroivis for the Avodah Zarah. Mamish, the Melech Yisrael wanted to go and bring a tekroivis of Avodah Zarah. However, what saved Chizkiah? His mother went and took from Salamandra oil. Salamandra, explains Rashi, is a small chaya, like the size of a lizard or something like
it's
that.
A salamander, probably. It sounds like this is a lizard called a salamander.
Yes, yeah, it certainly is.
Survive in fire for 7 years.
Exactly. But this salamandra survives in fire for 7 years, like you just said. And a person who takes from its dam, from its blood, smears it, it's like lahavda, like a suntan lotion, then ena or shoylet boy, that is protective against a fire. And because the mother put on the salamandra, not oil, but salamandra blood,
As a result, he was saved, because he was saved from being, from certain death, by being burned by his father. All the Jews that served Avodah Zarah throughout the ages, they knew that Avodah Zarah was a shmata, was nothing. It was just a cover-up. What they wanted to do is they wanted to go and live with Arayis. And they were afraid if they live with an incestuous relationship, then the Rabbonim and the Manhigim are going to go and tell the Musa, Yankel, what did you do? You lived with your sister, or you lived with an Eish HaSish, etc. So what they did was, they were first, they went and they did Avodah Zarah, and then as Avodah Zarah now, everything, so to speak, is permissible. Of course, it's not. But now the Musa that they're going to get is, and you went to Avodah Zarah and you served Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah. And they're not going to even mention the Arayis, because that's just going to be like a tolda of the terrible Avodah Zarah.
So yeah. What's the point of the misdirection? It's still Skila. There's Arayis of Skila and Avodah Zarah is Skila.
And COVID is garnished. They were more concerned about the COVID that people say that they are engaged in. In Arayis, which are terrible, Yankel, Avodah Zarah, okay. He went to this and that university. He learned by Professor James III or something, and they taught him the gospel. Then he became a kofer. You know, it's happened. We've had mishumodim throughout the ages, but then they're not going to talk about the fact that he was engaged in Arayis. So that's why they did it. So they weren't Erlecha Avodah Zarah Nickers. They were, in their hearts of hearts, they knew this all Avodah Zarah is a bunch of baloney. They only did it as a cover-up, and people shouldn't talk about the Arayis in which they engaged.
What's the
in other words, that they can do it openly, and nobody's going to criticize them for that, because they'll say, okay. As a guy, he went, yeah. You see what happened. He now, off the derech, so he's doing everything wrong. He's Machal the Shabbos, he eats Chazer, he goes, the Arayis, he does everything. Masar Mishasha. Kishar b'neim mizbechoysam. What is this pasuk talking about? It says kishar b'neim mizbechoysam v'ashireim al eitz ranan al gvoyis agvoyis. Yirmiyahu is saying is that they remember the good old days. Kishar b'neim mizbechoysam. They remember their own children, just like the mizbechoys, like the altars on which they brought their avodah zarah. So obviously we're talking about the avodah zarah in a mushy type of form. That if you look at the Rashi, four lines before the end, Kizorcha b'neim mizbechoysam, mashi hoyulam giaguim. Giaguim means that they felt like homesick. Aleim kodem sheish legiguim al benoi ubezochrei nenach. He remembers, oi, I remember my Avodah Zarah. Oi, 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 this was so precious to me. I love the Avodah Zarah like my own son. V'hachi mashma kizchor b'neim doim lehem zechiras mizbechoysam asherim. They remember their silty altars and their silly Avodah Zarahs like they remember their children. So you see that they taka believed in this stuff. And you just said a moment ago the whole thing is baloney. Everything Gemara, Basada Vikube. So Yomar Abluzo, Yudim Sheesh, like you go up the night, Basada Vikube. In other words, initially it started off Shaloi Lishma. They didn't really believe in all Avodah Zarahs. It was all the cover. Shaloi Lishma, Balishma. Once they started going to church every day, and the Yoizel maybe has some miraculous Paskens, and he's taka a nice guy, who knows? Maybe he can do miracles, you never know, etc., etc. Toshima, a similar right. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to put your own carcass on the carcasses of your Gilechem, of your Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? Omar, or on the side it says, Omru, Elio Atzadik, Mechazer Al Tapuchi Rav Shem Yerushalayim. Elio Atzadik, presumably not Elio Anovi, because we refer to Elio Atzadik, he would go after Tepuche Rav. Tepuche Rav, says Rashi, means Nefuche Rav. People that were bloated and swollen because of hunger. Even today you see pictures, Nebuch from the Africans. Exactly, the Nebuch all swollen and bloated from hunger. Shibi Shalai. As Pamachas, he would go and look for these people. Pamachas, Matatinik Sheyi Tefuach, Umutl Ba'ashba. Nebuch, he was presumably at his last breath, and he's already Nebuch in the garbage. Where do you come from? I come from this and this mishpacha. Is there anybody left besides you? I'm the last one from that family. So he said to him, if I teach you something that will give you life, will you listen? Yeah. If you say every single day, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino, Shema Chod, then you have nothing to worry about. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and give you chias, and you're going to have chias and meisim, everything will be fine. Amaloi, so the tinnik responded. He's talking about a tinnik over here, a young kid, a baby. He says, Ha, shaloi lahaskir b'shem Hashem. Now the Gemara is quoting a pasuk. The pasuk says has. Rashi says shtoik. Don't even mention those words. Shleim ask Hashem, I'm never going to go and mention Shema Yisrael. Shleim de over the imay. My mommy and my father never taught me Shema Yisrael. I don't believe in it. And the Yoha Tzadik is having this dialogue with his tinnik. Miyad, this tinnik who's bloated with hunger. Hoiti Yerosa Michaiko, he goes and takes out his yoizl from the packet. Umechabka, and he goes and embraces it. Menashka, and he kisses it. Achinivka, Kareisoi, until Mamish, his last moment on this world. And Nebuch, his whole stomach now split, and split open, exploded. Tanofli Yerosa Laoret, and Nebuch, his Yira, his yoizl fell down on the ground, because he no longer was alive and it fell down. Tanofli Hualea, now the body, the carcass of this tinnik, fell on top of this Yoizel, come on. Your carcass will fall out bigre gilulechem on the carcasses of your avodah zarah. So we see how much this tinnik was taught by his parents to love this avodah zarah. Mechab kamenashke. Yes, everything is Jewish. And what do we see from this? How they actually love the avodah zarah? And you said before they don't really love them.
It's not about rias.
Okay.
His tinnik, he's before, and he's misled by his parents.
I'll say good. He was misled, true. Says Imara Basadavikube, same terms as before. Initially, the parents didn't believe. He didn't believe the whole thing was bluff and muffin, yep. However, the whole thing they did as a cover up for other Averis that they wanted to go and do. And then after that, once they got used to it, they started really believing in it, and they taught the child to believe in it, and that's why it was Mechabke, Mashke. Yeah. Batem adekim bashem lekechem. Chayim kulcham ayo.